This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. In 2018, 152,000 tons of food waste were sent to the landfill. This evening, SWECO, the Solid Waste Authority of Central Ohio, is announcing its action plan to cut that number in half. A coalition of public and private partners, including nonprofits, local schools, and the Ohio EPA, has been working on it for a year. Kyle O'Keefe is the lead on the project at SWECO, and he joins me now. This is a sprawling plan, but there's three main components. The first is prevention, which is pretty intuitive. There's an education component, how to reduce food waste at all levels, and advocacy to change date labeling on food so people don't throw away food. That's still good. The second is rescue. Tell us about some of the initiatives within that part of the plan.
Yeah, absolutely. The plan is meant to be kind of holistic and looking at the prevention, rescue, and recycling. Rescue is really important. Rescue basically means how can we feed people with the food that's still edible that we might, if we don't eat it in time, throw it away. So can we rescue it from restaurants? Can we rescue it from different school cafeterias, different institutions, and get it to people in our community who need food? In fact, the Mid-Ohio Food Bank estimates that 69 million meals are missed by Franklin County residents annually. We also project that over 190 meals are being thrown away in the landfill annually. So we could feed part of our hungry population by rescuing more edible food and getting it to those who need it.
The third component is recycling, which is kind of wild to me. Other than throwing your banana peels in your tomato garden, it's hard to imagine how we can recycle food. Explain to us what that means.
Yeah, recycling food is basically saying, okay, once we can't eat this food any longer, what do we do with it, right? We don't want to put it in the landfill. And so we're using the term recycle as kind of a catch-all for other uses for that material. For example, one of the greatest uses is to actually feed animals. But other recycling efforts are obviously composting, right? Composting is a way to recycle our food waste, and that turns it back into a soil amendment that we can use to grow food. We're also looking at a feasibility study that will help to identify what kind of new composting infrastructure do we need in the region.
Your action plan has dozens of strategies. If you could task Columbus residents with just one change, what would it be?
Start with your home. Start with you as an individual. Start with you as a family. Think about the next time that you have a meal. You know, what's on that plate? You know, the resources that were spent to create it, to get it to your plate. And, you know, how can you eat all of that food? How can you save all that food? How can you share that food with others to make sure that it's not being landfilled? One thing that I've done is even just, I go to the store more frequently. You know, I don't buy as much, I buy less, and I go more frequently, and I just make sure I'm getting the portions that I need to eat. That's actually helped me to reduce my food waste significantly.
This plan is really holistic, covers a wide range of ground. When you look at what you and the partners have been, you know, examining in the past year, what do you see as the biggest barriers to reducing food waste?
That's a big question. You know, there's a lot of barriers when it comes to food waste, and part of it is our behaviors, which I touched on earlier, and is really central to making any impact. You actually have the greatest impact when we change our behaviors as individuals and families. But beyond that, too, the other one that we're really looking at is infrastructure, right? So even if you want to try and rescue more food, you know, you need the infrastructure and capacity to collect that food, to store that food, to transfer that food. So even when you talk about composting, you also need the infrastructure to collect that food waste. You also need the infrastructure to process that food waste and create those amendments. So a lot of it's about building this infrastructure and making sure that there are a multitude of services out there that can provide cost-competitive services for our communities as well.
Kyle O'Keefe, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Kyle O'Keefe is the Director of Innovation and Programs at SWECO. SWECO this evening is announcing an action plan to reduce food waste in Central Ohio by half.